I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some people grow up believing they were never alone. Others grow up knowing it. For him, the knowledge came before language, before memory, really. It was never introduced as something strange or frightening. It simply existed. The way gravity exists, the way the dark exists when the lights go out, there was always a sense that someone else shared the space with him, someone who didn't intrude but didn't leave either. The first time he remembers seeing the man, he was barely old enough to understand what he was looking at. They were living in Australia then, in a modest house with a generous garden that backed onto an open field. The place felt alive in the way childhood homes often do, full of trees, fruit, insects, and long afternoons spent outdoors. He loved that garden. Loved the way it blurred into the open land beyond the fence, as if the world didn't quite end where it was supposed to. One morning, his mother was holding him on her hip while they picked fruit from the trees that lined the back fence. The fence wasn't tall, only high enough to mark a boundary, not block a view. From where he sat, he could see clearly into the field beyond. That was when he noticed the man. He stood on the other side of the fence, a few meters away, not directly in front of them, but close enough to be unmistakable. He wasn't moving, wasn't waving or calling out. He was simply standing there, looking directly at him. The man looked older, perhaps in his 50s or 60s, with pale skin and dark, neatly kept features. His clothes were old-fashioned, though at that age, the detail didn't register as unusual, only different. What he remembers most clearly is the stillness, the calm, and the way the man smiled gently as if this moment was expected. He looked back for only a few seconds before burying his face in his mother's hair, suddenly shy. Somehow, instinctively, he knew the man wasn't like them. Not dangerous, not threatening, just not the same. When he looked again, the man was gone. His mother never reacted, never commented, never acknowledged anyone standing there. That was the first time he saw him. In the years that followed, the man didn't always appear visually. Sometimes he was simply present, a voice without a body, speaking to him in ways that didn't fully make sense. The sentences were structured oddly, formal and careful, shaped by a time he wouldn't understand until much later. Even as a toddler, he never questioned who the voice belonged to. There was no confusion, no guessing. He just knew. The voice matched the man by the fence. The presence felt the same, calm, observant, patient. The accent was English. London, he would later realize, precise and measured. The words were slow, deliberate, as if chosen carefully before being spoken. At the time, he couldn't remember exactly what was said, only how it felt. Like instruction, without urgency. Like reassurance, without affection. Looking back as an adult, he understands something he couldn't then. The man spoke from another era. The clothing, the grooming, the cadence of speech, all of it pointed toward the early 1900s, somewhere between 1900 and 1910. But none of that mattered to him as a child. All that mattered was the certainty that the man had always been there. And then quietly, he wasn't. When he started school, the man stopped appearing. The voice faded. The presence withdrew so completely that it almost felt like a dream left behind by early childhood. For years, the memory sat untouched, filed away as something strange but distant. Life moved on. It wasn't until adulthood, prompted by an event he hadn't yet fully processed, that he finally asked his mother if she remembered the man in the field. She didn't. She told him she had never seen anyone there. Not once. Not during their entire time living in that house. The certainty in her voice unsettled him more than any ghost story ever could. Years passed. In his late teens, he went through what he now refers to as his non-believer phase. A period of deliberate skepticism, fueled by a desire to feel normal, grounded, rational. Despite having encountered other unexplained things by then, experiences he couldn't easily dismiss, disbelief felt safer. For about 8 months, he committed to it fully, rejected anything that couldn't be measured or explained. He told himself it was maturity, logic, growth. It never sat right. Late one Saturday night in September of 2001, that illusion shattered. He was driving home alone from a party, the roads nearly empty. The night felt ordinary, uneventful. As he checked his rearview mirror to change lanes, he saw him. The man from his childhood sat in the back seat, not translucent, not shadowed, solid. He stared back at him through the mirror, his expression stern, almost disappointed. Time stretched painfully in that instant. A streetlight passed over the car, washing across the man's face and revealing details he had long dismissed as childish exaggeration. They were not exaggerations. The man was unmistakably otherworldly up close, his presence heavy and undeniable. Then just as suddenly, he was gone. The rest of the drive passed in silence, every mirror check filled with dread. He made it home and didn't sleep at all that night. That was the end of disbelief. And the beginning of understanding that whatever this man was, guardian, observer, protector, he had not left. He had only been waiting. After that night in the car, disbelief was no longer an option. He didn't tell anyone what he had seen, not because he thought they wouldn't believe him, but because the experience felt private in a way he couldn't explain. The man hadn't appeared to frighten him. The fear came later after the realization settled in. The appearance itself felt corrective, almost instructional, as if something had stepped in to say, "No, you don't get to erase this." For a long time afterward, nothing happened. No sudden appearances, no voices, no unmistakable signs of presence. And yet the certainty remained. The man was still there, somewhere just beyond perception. Not gone. Just quiet. That was when the dreams began. At first, they were sporadic and difficult to remember. He would wake with the echo of violence in his body, muscles tight, heart racing, skin prickling, as if it remembered pain his mind hadn't fully retained. Over time, the dreams became clearer and more disturbing. In them, the man was no longer distant or calm, he was violent. The dreams often ended with his own death, always at the man's hands. The violence was graphic and precise, not chaotic. He could feel it while it happened. The weight of blows, the shock of impact, the wrongness of his body failing. Occasionally, the sensation lingered into waking hours, a faint ache or pressure where the dream had injured him. And yet, even in the midst of those dreams, he never felt threatened in the way fear usually presents itself. There was terror inside the dream, yes, panic, pain, confusion. But when he woke, those emotions dissolved into something else entirely. Calm, stillness, a strange sense of resolution. It took him years to understand why. At the time, he could only describe the dreams as horrifying but necessary. Like a fever breaking something inside him that needed to be purged. He never felt the man was trying to harm him. If anything, the violence felt symbolic, deliberate, instructional, corrective. Looking back now, he thinks of it as a kind of internal exorcism, not of a demon or spirit, but of the part of himself that had tried to deny what he was capable of perceiving, the part that wanted the world to be simpler than it was. The dreams were terrifying because they dismantled something he had built to protect himself. Once that dismantling was complete, the dreams changed. By around 2006, the violence stopped. The man still appeared, but now only rarely, and always in the same context. Warnings. The dreams no longer centered on him being harmed, but on events that had not yet happened. News that was about to arrive. Loss that was approaching. Situations that would require emotional preparation rather than physical action. The man spoke very little. When he did, the words were direct and stripped of emotion. There was no comfort in them, but there was clarity. He never explained why he showed these things. He never asked for acknowledgement or gratitude. He simply delivered the message. Every warning came true, not immediately, not dramatically, but inevitably, and never about him directly. The information always concerned people he cared about, moments that would reshape relationships or bring irreversible change. The dreams didn't soften the impact of the news, but they gave him something just as important. Time. Time to brace himself, time to steady his emotions, time to receive what was coming without collapsing under the shock of it. That was when he began to understand the nature of their relationship. The man was not there to protect him from pain, he was there to prepare him for it. Years passed. Life moved forward. He became a musician, built a creative space where long hours alone were normal. The studio became his refuge, a place where sound filled the air and silence never lingered long enough to feel dangerous. That was where the man began appearing again. At first, it happened unexpectedly. He would enter the studio and see the man standing there, solid and unmistakable, looking toward him as if he had simply been waiting. The shock was intense, but brief. The man would turn his head, acknowledging him, and then fade after a few seconds. It happened once or twice a month, never threatening, never prolonged. Just sudden, startling reminders that he was not imagining any of it. These appearances unsettled him more than the dreams ever had, because they intruded into waking life without warning. And yet, there was no malice in them, just presence. Then came the night everything shifted. It was a weekend evening in March, and he was expecting a friend to stop by. Twilight had settled in, and true to habit, he had left the lights off, enjoying the way the house darkened naturally. When he saw her car pull into the driveway, he ran down the hallway toward the front door. The entranceway was dim, almost shadowed completely. The narrow window beside the door was usually covered by a drawn curtain, but he didn't notice anything unusual as he moved quickly toward it. Then he collided with someone standing there. The impact was solid, cold. He felt fabric under his hands, shockingly cold, like touching clothes that had been left outside overnight in winter. Instinctively, he looked toward the window, now partially uncovered, light spilling in around the silhouette blocking it. It was him. The man stood between him and the door, taller than he remembered, holding the curtain open slightly. In one swift movement, the man turned toward him and locked eyes with him, his expression wide and intense. Recognition hit like a jolt of electricity. He screamed. Without thinking, he shoved the man and shouted in confusion and fear. The man shot him a look that mirrored his own shock, almost offended, almost incredulous, before vanishing abruptly. The disappearance triggered a second scream. The entire encounter lasted seconds, but the sensation of cold lingered on his hands and arms. He shook violently, swearing, pacing, trying to convince his body it was over. When he opened the door to greet his friend, she looked at him with concern. "You all right?" she asked. "Who was the guy?" Relief flooded him so suddenly he laughed hysterically and hugged her far longer than was appropriate. She had seen him, not clearly, but enough. Enough to confirm he hadn't imagined it. Later, she explained that she'd seen the curtain flap open suddenly and glimpsed a man inside looking toward the side of the house rather than out at the driveway. Moments later, the curtain fell closed again. They reconstructed the moment together, analyzing angles and timing like investigators. But one thing stayed with him more than anything else. That night after his friend left, he sat at the piano in his studio playing quietly. The house was still. The music filled the space, grounding him. Then he felt it. A hand on his upper arm, cold but gentle. The touch moved slowly, up and down, unmistakably comforting. He didn't feel threatened. He didn't feel afraid. He felt reassured, as if the chaos earlier had been a mistake neither of them intended. He kept playing, afraid that stopping would break the moment, afraid that silence might push the man away. He didn't look up, didn't look toward the piano lid, instinctively knowing he wasn't meant to see him this time. "I'm sorry I pushed you," he said quietly. He raised his free hand slowly, intending to return the touch. Before he could, the hand withdrew. He didn't see the man that night, but he felt his presence long after. After that night, everything changed. Not in a dramatic way. Not with constant appearances or escalating events. The change was quieter, subtler, but far more profound. For the first time in his life, he stopped trying to define what the man was and started paying attention to how the presence behaved. That distinction mattered. The man did not linger unnecessarily. He didn't intrude on moments that didn't require him. Weeks passed without incident, and then months. When the presence returned, it was never random. It coincided with moments of transition, emotional crossroads, decisions that carried weight, periods when something unseen but important was shifting. He began to understand that the man wasn't attached to places. He was attached to him. That realization brought comfort and unease in equal measure. It was reassuring to believe that something had watched over him since childhood, intervening when needed, preparing him for what he could not avoid. But it was also unsettling to accept that this connection existed outside his control, shaped by rules he didn't understand and never would. The man did not communicate affection. There were no gestures of warmth beyond what was necessary. Even the touch at the piano, comforting as it had been, felt measured, deliberate, restrained. It wasn't companionship, but it was duty. That understanding reframed everything that had come before. The violent dreams were no longer senseless or cruel. They were corrections. The warnings were not kindnesses, but obligations fulfilled. The sudden appearances weren't meant to frighten him, but to remind him of reality when he tried to deny it. The man did not protect him from pain. He protected him from being unprepared. Over time, the encounters grew fewer. He stopped seeing the man standing in rooms or watching from the edges of his vision. Instead, the presence became something he felt rather than saw. A quiet pressure, a shift in the air, a sense of attention that faded as soon as it registered. And with that fading came something unexpected. He stopped bracing himself for the next appearance, stopped wondering when it would happen again. He realized that when the man needed to be seen, he would be. When he didn't, life was meant to be lived without interference. That balance felt intentional. There were moments when he missed the certainty of seeing him, missed the reassurance that came from knowing someone else was aware of the dangers he couldn't see yet. But he also understood that constant guardianship would have prevented him from growing into his own sense of agency. Protection, he learned, is not meant to replace living. Years passed. His life continued to unfold in ordinary ways. Relationships, work, creative pursuits. The studio remained his sanctuary. Music stayed his anchor. The world no longer felt like something he had to survive. Every so often, usually late at night, he would feel the faintest sensation of cold brush past him. Not startling, not intrusive, just enough to remind him of something familiar. When it happened, he didn't react. He didn't speak. He simply acknowledged it and let it pass. He never saw the man clearly again. And he thinks that was the point. Whatever task the man had been bound to perform had been completed. Whatever lesson needed to be learned had taken root. Whether the man still watches from a distance or has moved on entirely is something he doesn't try to determine. Some answers are not meant to be chased. He doesn't call the presence a guardian angel. That feels too simple, too comforting, too human. He doesn't call it a ghost either. That word implies restlessness, unfinished business, a need to linger. The man never felt restless. He felt precise. Looking back now, he understands that being guarded is not the same as being safe. It means being guided through what you must face rather than spared from it. It means being seen clearly, without sentiment or illusion. And it means being trusted to carry on alone. If this was a gift, it came wrapped in fear and misunderstanding. If it was a curse, it was one that never sought to destroy him. The truth likely lives somewhere between those extremes. What he knows for certain is this: he was never meant to walk blindly. And now that he understands that, the presence no longer needs to stand in the doorway. Some guardians do not stay. They simply make sure you're ready before they leave.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.